welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. On today's episode, I am super excited because I actually had a chat with a good buddy of mine named Ty the other day, and he had this amazing idea that I just thought was super cool, and I wanted to take that idea and turn it into a useful tool for you guys, and also kind of come up with a way to standardize calculations to figure out whether a piece of gear is worth it for you or not, right? Now, let me explain a little bit. So, you know, we talk about budget overlanding. That's kind of my shtick, right? As I talk about budget overlanding all the time, I like to buy cheaper gear versus more expensive gear because the way I look at it is, even if it lasts half the time of the more expensive gear, you know, mathematically, if it's a third of the price of the stuff, the more expensive gear, then it's still gonna, I'm gonna make out ahead. I'm gonna save myself some money. Even if I have to replace it a little bit more frequently, I'm still gonna save myself some money time over time. But that's not always the case. Sometimes it is true that you should buy once, cry once, right? And I've come up with a spreadsheet that I'm gonna put in the description below that you guys are welcome to make copies of and use that will help you calculate whether a piece of gear is worth it for you. So anything, you could throw in anything that you want. It's a very simple calculation. I don't want to act like I deserve a Nobel Prize or anything like that. But again, I think it will be helpful for you guys. And I hope that this video is fun and entertaining and that the podcast is fun and entertaining to listen to. But again, in the description below, if you're listening on the podcast, will be a link to this spreadsheet. So if you want to download it and play with it yourself, feel free to check that out. It's for everybody. So again, let's get into the math of overlanding and whether or not a piece of gear is worth it for you and your budget.
All Things Overlanding is brought to you by Red Arc, Power Management Solutions, Rugged Bound Supply Company, Rooftop Tents, Awnings, Roof Racks, and more. Overland Addict, Premium Overland Gear. Last US Bag, Overlanding Bags and Equipment. Northology Overland, Trips and a Monthly Overlanding Magazine. All of these companies are really amazing, so I highly recommend you click through the links in the description below to learn more about each of them.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. So as I mentioned in the intro, you know, again, I say the term budget quite a bit, or I do a lot of DIY work and stuff like that. You could even use this spreadsheet for like do-it-yourself type work if you wanted to. Anything that you can put a monetary value on and sort of calculate how many times per year you're going to go camping slash overlanding, like how many days and how many years you expect that piece of gear to last. You can use this thing to calculate how much you think it's going to cost per trip. And then the cool thing is I also threw in another column where you can actually put in how long it did last. So the idea is for this to be a long-term sort of tracking spreadsheet, right? Where like, let's say you buy a fridge and you think it's going to last 4 years, but 2 years later it craps out on you, right? You can come into this spreadsheet, you can update it and say, well, it actually only lasted me 2 years, get a revised calculation. So it'll tell you how much it actually cost you per trip to have that piece of gear. The nice thing about that too is it will also tell you like if you're looking at different options, right? So let's say you're looking at a $400 cooler versus an $800 fridge. But then you have to calculate in that every time you go on a trip, you're gonna have to spend, you know, $5 on ice, right? When you break down this thing via calculation, you may see that like the fridge, right, might cost you $8 per trip. The cooler might cost you $4 per trip, but then keep in mind you've got to buy that $5 bag of ice every time you go, right? So you're actually paying $9 per trip for the cooler when the fridge would actually be cheaper. So anyways, I'm going to show you this spreadsheet. I'm going to dive into it a little bit. Thanks again to Ty for coming up with this idea. Kind of the math of overlanding was his idea. It was a super fun conversation talking with him and again, gave me the idea for this. So let's dive into the spreadsheet. And again, for the people on the podcast, I'm going to kind of describe what I'm doing. But if you're watching on YouTube, you'll be able to see kind of what I'm doing along with me. So in this spreadsheet, which again is linked in the description below, I've thrown in some examples. So like an example fridge, an example rooftop tent, and an example of like a WeBoost. If you're not familiar with what a WeBoost is, I'll put a tag up here to my video that I did on the WeBoost, but it's basically like a cell phone service expander or booster, hence why it's called a WeBoost, right? You could also throw in like a Garmin inReach. I think they're about $400 or $500. So again, you can throw in whatever amount you want for whatever piece of gear that you want. You could compare hammock versus tent. You could compare anything in this spreadsheet, right? But in the spreadsheet, as you can see, if you're watching along on YouTube here, where it says example fridge, I threw in an amount of $300. I have an Alpacool. I spent about $300 on that thing. I am saying that I go about 30 days per year. And what I'm calculating with that is about twice a month I'm going to go on an overnighter, and then maybe twice a year I'm going to go on like a 3 or 4 day trip. So call it 3 days, that's 6 more days, that's a total of 30 days, right? That's core for me, and then usually something else, like I did a Land Between the Lakes trip in July that was 3 nights. So those two plus my, you know, bi-monthly sort of overnight camp trips gets me to 30. But let's say that it's, you know, that's a lot. Like, I try to go a lot. So let's even say, like, let's change it up. And here's the cool thing is you can watch. These are all calculations, so it's going to actually like update as I go. But let's say I can only get out half that. Let's say I can get out 15 times per, right? That's going to automatically adjust, and it's going to give me the new expected cost per trip result. So basically, again, if you're looking at the spreadsheet, I've got the example fridge, $300. I'm saying I go 15 days a year now instead of 30. I'm expecting it to last for 4 years. Okay, I feel like that's a pretty reasonable expectation of that Alpacool. I've had it for a year. It's like new still. It works like a champ. Again, if I only turn on 15 days out of 365 days in a year, it's not getting a ton of use. It ought to go at least 4 years unless a hinge breaks or the latch breaks or, you know, something happens. So, but based on that, at 4 years of use, going 15 times per year and spending $300, that gives me a result of about $5 per trip. So again, if you think about that, let's say you even just had a cooler laying around, right? It wasn't the best. Maybe it's not a Rotiform. Maybe it's old like Coleman or something that you had from when you were a kid. You're still going to have to buy ice every time. So let's say $3 to $5 on ice. Again, when you look at this calculation, even if you're only going like 15 times per year on an overnighter, the fridge is still going to save you money, right? Like, you're still not going to have to buy ice every time. And then, you know, that's, so it's just really interesting, right? To give you like a mathematical way to break down the cost of overlanding equipment, I think is really interesting, because now it's not just me voicing my opinion about, I think this $300 fridge is better than this $800 fridge, because even if it lasts half as long, it's less than half as much money, right? Like, yes, that's, I mean, that makes sense logically, but with this spreadsheet, you can actually sort of throw this stuff in. And then again, then I put in, so there's another column. The next column is actual time the gear lasted. So I put in 2 years. Let's say that the fridge craps out on me in another year. So I've had it for a year. Let's say a year from now, the fridge completely breaks. It stops working. The compressor breaks. Even at that, it's $10 per trip. Okay. So again, then you got to look at, if you're going to buy a Yeti cooler for $300, $400, that's more than the fridge costs, right? Then you got to calculate in the ice cost and all that stuff too. So even if I only get 2 years out of the Alpacool and I only go 15 times per year, I'm only spending $10 per trip to have the convenience of a fridge, to not have to mess with ice, to not have to go get ice, that extra time and money and gas and trips that you have to take, the planning that you have to do that. For me, that's a pretty worthwhile expenditure, right? $10 per trip, okay, for the convenience. That's nice. The next thing that I threw in here as an example is a rooftop tent. So I just threw in a $2,500 amount. It's kind of a round amount, but it's, I feel like that's pretty good for like a hard shell, like an iCamper or like my Rugged Bound is in that ballpark. So $2,500, again, I've got myself in here at 30 trips per year. Let's take it down to 20. Let's just say I go 20 times per year. If I go 20 times per year and I expect that tent to last about 8 years, then it costs me about $16 per trip that I go. But let's say that it actually lasts for 10 years. If it lasts for 10 years, which, I mean, this thing's made of really thick, high quality aluminum, then it's only about $13 a trip. So again, $13 a trip to have a nice, the comfort and the ease of setup for a rooftop tent is a pretty reasonable result. Now, if this was like $50 per trip, like let's say that I only go 4 weekends or 4 nights a year, right? Then it's $78 per trip. So where I'm going with this is you can also use this to calculate, you know, how much of a weekend overlander you are versus like a more like serious overlander, like somebody that really wants to go all the time and gets out. And that's not a slight at all. Like, I'm not saying, oh, if you don't get out more, you're not a real overlander. I'm just saying if you are more of a weekend warrior and you're a little restricted by your job, or, you know, you've got a really rich family life, which is a great thing, right? Not a bad thing. But you just can't get out as much as you would like to, then a rooftop tent probably doesn't make sense, right? I kind of did these calculations mentally in my head. when I was thinking about my drawer system, because there were some cons, right? Like I was going to lose some space. I was going to have some extra weight in the truck all the time. I had to take a seat out. One of my rear seats had to come out. So those things were weighing on my mind already. But then there was an expense too. It cost me about $150, $200 worth of material to build the thing. Plus then I had to put the fridge in there. I put my propane in there. I loaded up all those drawers. I mean, there's a bunch of money and gear in there, right? If I was only going to go 5, 6, 7, 8 times a year, it probably wouldn't have been worth it. And I probably would have said, you know what? I'm not going to make that expenditure at this time. I'm just going to grab a $50 tent from Walmart or Amazon. I'm just going to grab a cot for $40 off Amazon. Like I'm just going to grab that kind of stuff. And I'm just going to go and enjoy it. I'm going to throw it in the trunk when I need it. And when I don't, I'm going to take it out and I'm going to have the space available to me. So I think it's really interesting, right? That we can use the spreadsheet just to sort of calculate. So that's, again, this is a tool for you guys. I made this for you guys because I like to think about this stuff. I'm kind of a geek about it. But I thought it would be really useful for you guys to be able to take this tool and sort of figure out what makes sense for you, right? Does a Gazelle make sense versus a $50 Coleman pop-up tent on Amazon, right? I'll put links to the description in these things I'm talking about too. I have experience with most of these things or buddies with these things. So I would recommend either. Like I've used the Coleman $50 pop-up tent. I loved it. I used it for like 2 years. It was great. So $50 for 2 years. I probably went 20, 25 times in that thing. I mean, it was like a buck a time, $2 a time, right? So it's not a big deal. I liked it. Good value. And then my third sort of example, right? Example, WeBoost or Garmin inReach. They're about the same amount of money. At $500, going 30 times per year and expecting it to, I mean, it's not like they really go bad. So I threw in 8 years, that's about $2 per trip. So again, that WeBoost, right? Or that Garmin inReach for like $400 or $500 seems like a really big expenditure. And you're kind of like, I just don't know that I would get the value out of that, right? Again, if you go 4 times a year, that changes it. It's $16 per trip. Even over the course of 8 years, it's still, you're spending $16 per trip for that WeBoost to have some convenience that when your truck is on, you have some slightly better cell signal, right? So that's when it may not be worth it for you. But if you go 15 times a year, it's $4 a trip. You know, it's kind of like, I think it's like the mental argument that we make with ourselves. If you've ever been on an airplane and you've been like, should I spend the $10 for the Wi-Fi or whatever, right? Like, is it worth it to check my email, maybe play a couple games, hop on Facebook and stuff for $10 or not? This spreadsheet helps you do that thing, right? So again, I think that's really interesting. I hope that it's helpful for you guys. Obviously, if you guys have like ideas for it, if you have suggestions and stuff, post up in the comments below. I'd love to hear from you. If you want other columns added and stuff, again, feel free. I'm going to set this up as a viewable doc so you can just make a copy of it and then save it down for yourself. It's a Google Doc. Check it out. Feel free to make a copy. Feel free to customize it however you want. And again, if you guys have suggestions, post up in the comments, let me know. If it's a good one and everybody feels like it would be a good addition, I'll update the master one so whoever downloads it in the future can take advantage of that too. But again, I hope that this is helpful for you guys. I had a lot of fun making it. And again, I think it's just going to be a really fun thing for you guys to play with, kind of figuring out your gear setup and what you want to get. Throw in comparisons and stuff too, right? Like throw in 4 different options for tents or throw in 5 different options for rooftop tents or whatever. And you can compare them across the board and kind of say, that rooftop tent is significantly more expensive than a Gazelle. Maybe that's not worth it for my style of overlanding, right? So again, that was it. I'm trying to keep these a little bit shorter. I'm trying to give you guys as much good info as possible. So I hope that's helpful. Check out the description below for links to this doc that I'm talking about. Check out links to Facebook, Instagram, the podcast if you're watching on YouTube, or YouTube if you're on the podcast. I'd love to have you guys come join those communities, join the conversation, hang out and chat with me. As I've mentioned before, I also have a Patreon page now. Never been a huge fan of Patreon, to be honest with you, but what I'm trying to do that's a little different is to kind of create like a elitist, free, budget-minded, like real group of guys and girls that just want to come and hang out and like not be judgmental, right? Not judge anybody, but be helpful. Post up questions, post up comments, give each other feedback, help me out with the videos and stuff. Like I'd love to have more feedback from you guys that are interested to come and hang out and give me feedback on, you know, what I should do future topics and stuff wise. So definitely check that out in the description as well. There's a link to the store. I've got patches and stickers. There are links to all of my featured partners. They are all amazing. They've got awesome stuff. The Rugged Bound 10 I'm talking about, I got from one of my featured partners. You know, that kind of stuff. So definitely check out all those links in the description below. Thanks again for watching. Thanks for listening on the podcast. I'd love to see you guys in the comments. And until next time, we'll see you next week. Take care.